All right. Good evening. Tonight is Chav Gimel Kislev. We're nearing the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Tomorrow night is Chav Dalet. The Ben Ish Chai says that on Chav Dalet Kislev, we should read the Nevuah of Chagai that was said on Chav Dalet Kislev, Chagai Perek Beis, where he connects it to Chanukah. Nevuah of Chagai. This Shabbos is Chof Hei Kislev, of course, the first day of Chanukah. This is also Parshas Vayeshev, and this is Shabbos Mevarchim Teves. What's the connection between Vayeshev, Chanukah, and Mevarchim Teves? When many events take place in one day, there's a connection, as we mentioned many times. There's no such thing as a coincidence. Everything is b'hashgacha. What is the connection between these three? Vayeshev is a parsha where there's a lot of tsar. There's a lot of distress, a lot of sorrow in Parshas Vayeshev. But that's only on the surface, because deep down, the pnimius, all the tsar, is preparation for Gilui, preparation for revelation, preparation for Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. Both Yosef and Yehuda suffer tremendously in this week's parasha. Yosef experiences a Gerida, the Yosef Hurad Mitzrayim. Yosef is sold to Mitzrayim. He goes down to Mitzrayim. He was in Eretz Yisrael, which is the highest point in the world, and he's going down to Mitzrayim. V'yosef hurad Mitzrayim. The Yerida was the Tzairach Aliyah. We know that there's the concept of Yerida Tzairach Aliyah. The Neshama comes down to the world for the sake of Aliyah. The Neshama has an Aliyah together with the Nefesh HaBahamas and the Guf. If a person does what he's supposed to, a person receives a tremendous Aliyah in this world, despite the Yerida from Gan Eden, where the Neshama originated from. The Yerida is Letzairich Aliyah, and a higher Aliyah even than where the Neshama was before. In this parasha, Yosef experiences a Yerida, first being sold into slavery, then accused as a criminal, placed in a dungeon, but eventually it's Letzairich Aliyah. This brings about the rule of Yosef becoming the Mishnah Lamelech, and it leads to eventually Mashiach ben Yosef. The same thing with Yehuda. Vayered Yehuda may eis echov. The pasuk says in this week's parasha, Yehuda has a Yerida, he goes down. And from that Yerida comes Malchus beis David, ma paratzta olecha paretz. Paratzta, melech poiretz geder. Vayered Yehuda may eis echov, vayhibo eis hahi, vayered Yehuda is begamatria paratzta. The purpose of the Vayered Yehuda was to lead, to bring to paratzta, to bring to Melech Poiretz Geder. The Micha says Mashiach is referred to as the Poiretz, whose Poiretz Kol HaGedorim. He breaks through all the barriers. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Pritza. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that breaks through the barriers. The barriers, even the barriers that are barriers within the confines of Kedusha, as we mentioned in the previous weeks, Chanukah goes on the left side, below 10 Tfachim, on the outside. Chanukah is Upartzu Chaymais Migdolai, because of the Peritza of the Yevonim, who entered into the Makom HaMikdash. The Yom Tov of Chanukah is where the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash goes out and affects the outside world. The outside is affected. The outside world has an aliyah. That's Chanukah. Chanukah is ma'ale, the chutz. Chanukah elevates the outside. And that's the avodah of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was misunderstood, as many tzadikim in many generations were misunderstood. And we see throughout history that there was always machloikas and disputes, and sometimes among the greatest of the great. And it was basically misunderstanding. Although both sides were great, many times one side misunderstood the other. And it was Min HaShemayim that way. That's how it is, obviously. Until Mashiach comes, there's always this battle between Yehuda and Yosef. between Hasidim and Mesnagdim. And throughout history, this was always the bottom line. It's all rooted in Yosef and the brothers. Yosef was Makarev. Yosef was a Makarev. The brothers didn't agree. The brothers disagreed with Yosef's approach. Where do we see that Yosef was a Makarev? The Pasuk says, V'hu na'ar es b'nei Bilha. V'hu na'ar es b'nei Bilha. Rashi says, who are the b'nei Bilha? The b'nei Hashvacha is Kolei Marogel Eitzel b'nei Bilha L'fisha hoyu echov mevazen osan v'hu makarva. His brothers degraded them, and he was Makarev them. He brought them close. He was Ma'ala, the B'nai HaShvachos, particularly Dun. Dun was the first child of Bilha. Yosef has a very special attachment to Dun, because Yosef was born because of Dun. Rachel gives Bilha to Yaakov. When Yaakov says to Rachel, Hatachas alekim anoichi ashamona mimeich perivotem, so Bilha, Rachel says, Hine amosi Bilha boe leho v'seile dal birkai v'ibona gam anochi mimeno. So Rachel gives Bilha to Yaakov, and she bears him Don, and she says, Donani Elohim v'gam shoma b'koili v'ayiten libein al ken koro o'shemoy Don. Because she gave Don to Yaakov, Rachel is Zocha later on to Yosef. Because she gave Naphtali to Yaakov, Rachel is Zocha later on to Binyamin. Don and Naphtali were the schusim of Rachel, who allows Yaakov to marry Bilha. She's machnes tzoros alebeisa, and that's schus, she has two children of her own. So Don and Yosef are related, not only related physically, they're related, there's a connection between the two. And Yosef is Makarev Don. The Donites, it's known, were the lowest of the Shvatim, the Yerudin Shebeshvatim. The sinners in Klal Yisrael were always from Shevet Don. And Yosef HaTzadik is Mekarev Shevet Don. Shevet Don is Begematria Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is Mekarev Shevet Don. There's a special attachment that Yosef has to Don. Yehoshua ben Nun, who comes from Yosef, fights Amalek, who attacks Shevet Don. The Pasuk says, who were the Nechsholim of Klal Yisrael? Who were the outcasts? Who were those who were spit out of the cloud? The Donites, those from Shevet Don. Those were the ones that Amalek has an effect on. And who goes to fight Amalek? Yehoshua ben Nun. Moshe Rabbeinu sends Yehoshua ben Nun. And perhaps one of the reasons that Moshe sends Yehoshua, he says to Yehoshua, you are from Yosef. And Yosef always had a very special feeling for Don. Yehoshua ben Nun is lochem for the Donites. And Mashiach ben Yosef will do the same. Mashiach ben Yosef, together with Mashiach ben David, will be Makarev, the Rechoikim, the Nidochim, from Shevet Don, which our generation is a generation of Don. Who kills Esav? Chushim ben Don. Yosef is Sitnoi shel Esav. Rashi brings this down at the beginning of the parasha, that when Yaakov saw all the Alufim of Esav, so Yaakov was scared, what's going to happen? So Rashi brings the mashal of the Pishtoni, Nichnesu gmal of Teunim Pishton, HaPachami Tomea Ona Yichones Kar Pishton Hazeh, so Pikeach Echod Meishav Lo, Nitzutz Echod Yoytim Imapuach Shelcho Shesarev Eskula. Yaakov, it says, Ro'a Kolho Alufim Aksufim Lamaile, he sees all the princes of Esav in the previous parasha, and he's amazed, and he's scared, and he says, Mi Yochel Lichboi Sheskula, who's going to be able to conquer all of them? So what does it say after this? Eila told us Yaakov Yosef, and it says, Pasuk in last week's Haftorah, V'hoye beis Yaakov Eish, who beis Yosef Lehova, who beis Esav Lekash, Nitzot Yotzei Mi Yosef, Shem Mechala V'sorif Eskulam. A spark goes out of Yosef that annihilates and burns all the Alufei Esav. Because Yosef is Sitnoi Shel Esav. When Yosef was born, it says Yaakov is no longer afraid. Yaakov says to Lavan, Tano es noshai ve es banai, and I am leaving. Because I have Yosef, I have now Sitnoi Shel Esav, I'm not afraid of Esav. So Yosef is the rival of Esav. The one who actually kills Esav, though, is Chushim ben Don, a Donite. So Yosef has a very special attachment to Don. The Shvatim didn't like that. The Shvatim didn't agree with that. The Shvatim held that it's dangerous to be Makarev Rechaikim, you could be influenced. A Jew has to stay in the Beis Medrash all day. A Jew is not supposed to be going out to the masses. A Jew is not supposed to be dealing with outside influences. And Yosef was a Makarev. So the Shvatim had a gripe with Yosef. They felt that Yosef was wrong. Besides that, they disagreed with his methods. They also felt that he was a Baal Lashon Hara. Vayoveh Yosef es dibosam royal avihem. And the Yisrael, Ohav es Yosef mikol bonav ki ben zukunim huloi. So the brothers had a very difficult time with Yosef. They felt that he was a rogue. They've Mepharshim go into all the different details, exactly what the issues were here. But the brothers definitely meant l'shem shamayim. They misunderstood Yosef. He was a tzaddik nister. The Sfasema says, Ein sar beis hasoya roya es kol ma'uma biyodai, that nothing was visible on Yosef. You couldn't tell that he was a tzaddik. He was misalsal besaro. He was busy looking in the mirror and combing his hair or curling his payas, whatever he was busy doing, but he was misalsal besaro. Mashmesh be'enav, oise masa na'arus. He was a tzaddik nisra. On the outside, you couldn't tell that he was a tzaddik at all. And so to the brothers who viewed him as a hypocrite, on the one hand, he slanders them and he considers them rishoyim. On the other hand, he's telling them his dreams. You only tell your dreams to someone you love. What's going on here? So they felt that Yosef was a faker. Yosef was another Esav. Yosef is Chanukah. This we know from the Megala Amukas and the Shaloh HaKadosh all tell us that Golus Yavon came about because of Mechiras Yosef. Golus Yavon was a punishment for Mechiras Yosef. Antiochus is Begematria Yosef. Melech Yavon is Begematria Yosef. So says the Shaloh. And perhaps this is the reason why in the Sugya of Chanukah on Shabbos, Tavchav Beis Amar Aleph, the Gemara brings there the Rabbi Tanchum, who says, "V'habor reik ein boi mayim." This week's parasha, "Mimashma shenema v'habor reik ein yodea she'ein boi mayim." Don't I know that there's no water in the pit? If it's empty, there's no water. Mayim ein bo avol nechoshim ve'akrabim yeshbo. There's no water, but there are snakes and scorpions. That's what the Gemara brings down there in the middle of the sugya, talking about ner chanukah l'mayla michof is poslan. And Mepharshim speak about the connections, but perhaps one simple connection is to teach us that's why there's a Chanukah, that's why there's a Golus Yavon. There was a Golus Yavon because of what they did to Yosef. And with more depth, what they did to Yosef, because Yosef is Chanukah. And the Shvatim didn't understand what Chanukah is. Just like when Chanukah was first established, it says that the Chazal at that time were also not very hot about Chanukah. There were many there was considered a controversial Yom Tov. Rabbeinu HaKadosh doesn't even mention it in Mishnayos hardly. Many were upset with the Chashmonaim for taking over the Melucha. It wasn't so certain whether Chanukah would be established as a Yom Tov. It was a controversial Yom Tov. And so was Yosef. Yosef seemed to be a controversial individual, does things different, he doesn't follow the mainstream, so he was opposed. But Yosef was the tzaddik. Yosef is proven, especially in this parasha, by Yemo'en. Yosef passes the Nesiyonos. He passes all the tests. And Yosef comes out to be the righteous one and eventually the ruler. And all his dreams are Mekuyim. Hamoshal, Timshal, Banu. All the dreams of Yosef are fulfilled. There's a sefer called Bas Ayin. Bas Ayin was written by Avram Doiver of Uvrich, later who moved to Tzfas. The Kadosh Elyon, one of the Talmidim, of the Magid, and he has many, many passages on Chanukah. And one famous one that they quote from the Bas Ayin is a pasuk in this week's parasha: "Vayehi kemishloish chadashim." In the middle of the story of Yehuda and Tamar, the pasuk says, "After 3 months, it was told to Yehuda that Tamar was Mizana. Tamar is pregnant. Zonsa Tamar kalosecha v'gam hinei horol is nunim." And Yehuda says, "Hotzi uha v'sisarev." Says the Bas Ayin, this is a remez, all the Sfarim bring this down, to Chanukah. V'hikim eshloish chadashim, 3 months after the creation of the world. The world was created chof hei elul. On that very day, the Pasuk says, "V'yomer elokim yehi or v'yehi or," which or is the 25th word of Chumash, a remez to Chanukah. But it wasn't until 3 months later, from Chaf Hei Elul to Chaf Hei Kislev, that this light is revealed. The light is first hidden, the light is concealed, the Or HaGonuz, and then it's finally revealed 3 months later. And he goes through that if a Yid is not zoiche to the Chasima on Yom Kippur, as we know Chanukah is the Gemara Chasima Toiv, a person has till Chanukah to still do tshuva, and all the Mekatshrigim say, what do you mean? Zonsa Tomar Kalosecha, Tomar is a Klal Yisrael, referred to a Tomar, Domsa L'Somar, Zonsa Tomar Kalosecha, V'gam Hinei Hora L'Znunim, and the Psak Din is Hotziu Avisisarev. If Klal Yisrael doesn't do tshuva by Chanukah time already, they deserve Sreifa. But then the Pasuk says, Himutseis, she's on her way out to be burnt, and she sends, V'hisholcha el chamiho leimor, l'ish asher eile loy anoich yihor, v'atoymer hakerno, l'mi ha-chlesemes v'apsilim v'hamata ha-eile, he goes through, he says that Klal Yisrael cry out to Hashem that they don't really want to sin, this is only the Yetzahar, it's the Sarsha Be'isa, v'yaker Yehud v'yemet tzotka mimeni, correct. She's tzadka. Klal Yisrael are righteous. They're really tzadikim. Hamech kulam tzadikim. And wazaychet badim. The Bas Ayin explains these psukim. The question is, what is Chanukah doing in the middle here of the story of Yehuda and Tamar? There's a remez here. Chosemes, psilim. Chosemes is the chasima, chasima toiva, or the pach shemen that was chosim b'chosama shel kayin gadol. And the psilim are the psilim, the wicks. A very nice remuzim, but what does it have to do with the story of Yehuda and Tamar? Why is it here in the middle of this story? The story of Yehuda and Tamar, like the story of Lot and his daughters, like the story of Rus and Boaz, are from the mysteries of the eventual geula that has to come out in a very concealed way. All the Sfarim mentioned this, that it has to happen in a way that even the sotan is so fooled. They give a mashal, a person who's worried that his diamonds that he has in his pockets, or money that he has in his pocket, might be stolen, and he doesn't trust a particular individual that he's spending time with. So what he does is he puts the gold, when that individual is not in the room, he puts the gold in that person's pocket. Because he figures that's one place that he's certainly not going to look to steal the gold. And sure enough, the next morning he sees that all his pockets are removed and that person was trying to steal, but of course he didn't check his own pocket, and then he just goes into that other person's pocket. When the person goes out of the room, takes out the gold and puts it back in his pocket. He has nothing to worry about. Tell us the Svarim, Hashem put the neshama of Mashiach in the most unlikely place where the Satan will not look. The Satan's not going to look in Sodom for the neshama of Mashiach, not in Lot and his two daughters, and not in the act of Yehuda and Tamar, which on the outset seems to be a Maisa's Nus, or even Bayaz and Rus, all the other stories that we have with David, with Yishai, with all the different Midrashim. Mashiach comes in a very concealed way, so that the Satan, the powers of evil, cannot be Mekatreg. So the parasha of Yehuda and Tamar, this is where Malchus based David is developing here. And at the end, this leads to the Maparatzta Alecha Paretz, Vayikra Shmai Paretz. This is where Mashiach, the beginnings of Mashiach ben David are here in this parish, in the story of Yehuda and Tamar. So in the midst of Yehuda and Tamar, therefore, Chanukah belongs there, because Chanukah is the Ha'ora of the Yemais HaMashiach. Chanukah is Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef together. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef is Miloshen HaYisofa. Maisifin V'Hilchim. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. Yosef is the extension of Yaakov. And Yaakov, we know, is Sukkos. Yaakov Nasa Sukkos, says it says in Zohar, and it's brought down in the Tur. Avraham is Pesach, Yitzchak is Shavuos, Yaakov is Sukkos. So Yosef, who is the extension of Yaakov, he looks like Yaakov. V'Yisrael ohav es Yosef mikol bonav ki ven zekunim hulai. Ziv zekunin shelai doim eloi. Chanukah is a direct hemshech. Chanukah is a hemshech of Sukkos. In fact, according to Beis Shammai, we light the menorah in decrease mode, connected to Parei HaChag. So Yosef and Yaakov together are Sukkos and Chanukah. So the Sukkah has to be Lamaila Me'asara Tvachim. Schach, that's below 10 Tvachim, is possible. Even though the Yom Tov of Sukkos is the Yom Tov of Achdus, Kol Yisrael Ru'i and Leishev B'Sukkah Achaz, we unite all levels, Lulav, Esrog, Hadas, and Arava. but it doesn't go below 10 tfachim. A yid that finds himself below 10 tfachim does not have a tikkun on sukkahs. A yid who finds himself on the left side does not have a tikkun on sukkahs. A yid who's on the outside in the Rishus HaRabim does not have a tikkun on sukkahs. But on Chanukah he does. Because the Ner Chanukah is Lamata Miyud. Dafka Lamata Miyud. The Bas Ayin, again, the Bas Ayin discusses that Chanukah is the tikkun of what's called in all the Sifrei Kabbalah, well, really it's a pasuk in Chumash, but it's based on this pasuk, of Toihu. The Ha'aretz Ha'isa Soihu. There was the world of Toihu, and then comes the world of Tikkun. The first 2,000 years, the world was Toihu, as the Gemara says, Shnei Alofim Toihu. The first person to be Misakein, the first person to rectify the Toihu, which is the emptiness, was Avraham Avinu. Says the Bas Ayin, Avraham Avinu was the first Chanukah Neshama. Avraham Avinu sat al Pesach ha'oihel, like the menorah is al Pesach ha'bayis mibachutz. What was he sitting there for? Lirois im yesh oiver v'shov yachnisein bebeisai. Avraham was looking for passerbys. He was looking for rechaikim that he could be makarev. Oiver v'shov, those who were oiver aveira and they're willing to do tshuva. Avraham is bringing them inside. V'yachnisein bebeisai. Now achnosas orchim, the whole concept of achnosas orchim, which is a Yerida Tzoyrich Aliyah. The person who's involved in Achnasas Archim has to lower himself and deal sometimes with not necessarily the highest class of people. But it's a Yerida, but it's the Tzoyrich Aliyah. Baha'aloyscha, Hashem says to Aaron. Baha'aloyscha es haneiros. The avoida of the menorah is to be mailer than neshamos. The Aliyah for neshamos. The neiros, psilim, are all a remez to neshamos. Ne'er psil Hashem, it is Rosh HaTevis Nefesh. Avraham Avinu began the tikkun of Toihu. That's the avoda of Chanukah. The pasuk says, "V'ha'aretz ha'isa soyhu v'avayu v'chayshach al panei sahayim v'yemer elokim yehi or." Now we know there are many interpretations of yehi or. Some say yehi or is Avraham Avinu. The world was Toihu until Avraham Avinu came and he illuminated the world. Yehi or. The other interpretation the Medrash says is Tayu v'chayshach al panei sahayim adad dalad malchiyos. What's yehi or? Mashiach. Another interpretation of the yehi or is Chanukah. Chanukah is yehi or. Yehi is 25, yud hey yud. And or is the 25th letter of Chumash, the Yom Chaf Hei Kislev, which is the day in which the light that was created on Chaf Hei El 3 months prior is revealed. As the Imre Emes is Merames in Parshas Shmois, it says, Vatitz Penehu Shloisha Yerochim, Yocheved Hid Moshe Rabbeinu. There the Pasuk also uses the expression Kitov, Vatera Oso Kitovu, Shenoilad Nismali Abayas Kulei Oira. For 3 months, he was concealed, and never lo yachlo oid hatzvina, she can't hide him anymore. Says the Imre Emes, for 3 months the Ora Gonus remains concealed. Chafei Kislev, we can't hide it anymore. Chafei Kislev, the light is revealed. Chafei Kislev is the completion of what we call Reishis. Even though Rosh Hashanah is Reishis, Reishis lasts until Chanukah. Till Chanukah, we are still in the time known as Reishis. The Yom Tov of Chanukah is the time of Reishis, in the Makom of Reishis, and the miracle occurred by those who are referred to as Reishis. It's in the Makom of Reishis, as we mentioned last week, it's in the Makom HaMikdash, but Reishis is Isis Reish Bayis. The Beis HaMikdash, which is where Hashem created the world from the Beis HaMikdash, Mimenu Nivra HaOilam, the Evan Shisiyo, Shemimenu Hushsas HaOilam, Bereishis Vara Shis, that's where the Shemen was found. The Pach Shemen is found deep down under the ground in the tunnels of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Reishis of Mokoim. It was found by Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol in particular, who is the Reishis of Klal Yisrael, who are called Reishis, those who receive the Matanos of Reishis, like the Truma, the Bikurim, that are called Reishis. Chala, Reishis, Chala, Tarimu, Truma, those are given to the Kohanim. The Kohanim are the Reishis of Klal Yisrael, who are Reishis. Through them came the Yom Tov of Chanukah. And at what time of year? Chaf Hei Kislev, which is the finale, the last day of Reishis. Reishis lasts from Chaf Hei Elul till Chaf Hei Tishrei. And Chanukah is the Yom Tov in which we are Misakein Toihu. Toihu, Tov Hei Vav. Toihu is B'gematria Teves. Teves is the month of Toihu. Golus Bavel began in Teves. Asara B'Teves, Somach Melech Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, surrounds Yerushalayim. The siege around Yerushalayim, which was led to Shivasa Thomas and Tisha B'Av, and eventually the Churban of the Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, started in Teves, Asara B'Teves. That's Toihu, that's Bavel. Toihu is Begematria Teves. The mitzvah is to light the menorah on the left side. The Gemara says, Mismoil, Mem Sin, Mem Aleph Lamed, Mismoil. Mismoil is Begematria Teves. Teves is the smoil, from Chavhei Elul to Chavhei Kislev. We find ourselves in the Yamin. We find ourselves in the confines of Kedusha. Now we go into Tohu. We go down. There's a Yerida now. We go into the month of Teves, which is also the month of Dun. Dun is Teves. That's why Yosef is Mekarev Shevet Dun. Yosef is Ma'ale, the Dunites, the Yerudim, the Pchusim, the Nechsholim, and therefore Yosef, whose Chanukah has the power to go into the month of Teves, which is the Acharis. We go from Reishis to Acharis, from Azman of Reishis into Azman of Acharis, and we are Ma'ala the Acharis, and we turn the Acharis also into Reishis. Hengo alti eschem Acharis k'Reishis. It's a Yerida Tzoyrech Aliyah. Yerida Tzoyrech Aliyah is Begematria V'tzivanu Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is a Yerida Tzoyrech Aliyah. A Yid lights the menorah below 10 Tfachim, and through that receives a tremendous Aliyah. Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad L'Ma'od, says the Rambam, more than any other mitzvah. Just saw some Poskim say that if a person doesn't have tefillin, there's no chiv to go and borrow money to go buy tefillin. To be machzer, but if a person doesn't have shemen for Ner Chanukah, a person has to actually machzer al apsachim, and he has to go and he has to collect for himself in order to be able to buy oil for the menorah. Those who say even more than that, if a person doesn't have a house, he has to buy a house or borrow a house. You got to get a house because you need a house in order to be able to light the menorah al Pesach Abayis. The mitzvah of Chanukah is a mitzvah chaviva ad lema'od. Yisrael ohav es Yosef mikol bonav ki ben zakunim hulai. The pasuk says that Yisrael loves Yosef more than all his other children because he was born to him in his old age. The Torah is hinting to us, Yisrael here refers to Hashem, Yisrael Saba. Hashem loves Yosef, Hashem loves the yomtiv of Chanukah, which is Yosef. From all the other yomim tovim, ki ben zakunim hulai, it's a mitzvah zakenim. Chanukah is referred to as a mitzvah zakenim. Sha'al avichav yaget chos kenechav yoimrulach. Zayin konim. Zakenim is zayin konim. The menorah had seven stems. And it came last. Chanukah is the last of all the holidays. The Chanukah is the last of all the mitzvahs. Like Yosef was born to Yaakov in old age. Given zakunim hulai. V'asa loiksoin is pasim. Yaakov displays a tremendous ahava to Yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu displays a tremendous ahava to Chanukah, because Chanukah is ma'ale everyone. Everyone has a tikkun on Chanukah. Toihu, the world of Toihu, the world of which is void and empty, Toihu, which eventually is which is Golus Bavel, which is Teves, Toihu Begematria Teves, has a tikkun on Chanukah. If you take the word tikkun, Tof Yud, Kuf Vav Nun, you spell it the Milu'oi, Tav is Tav Yud Vav, it's 416, and Yud is 20. That's 436. And Kuf is 186, Kuf Vav Pei. And Vav Nun, Tikun the Milu'oi is Begematria Ner Chanukah Mismoil. Ner Chanukah Mismoil, the Yom Tov of Chanukah, where we light the menorah on the left side, is the Tikun for the Toihu. The Shnei Alofim Toihu started in the year, ended in the year 2000. 2000 was the year when Avraham Avinu began teaching Torah. That's when Avraham Avinu began going out to the masses. That's when Avraham Avinu went out to the left, below 10 Tfachim, Al Pesach HaOihel, and Avraham Avinu began spreading monotheism and teaching the world Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, as mentioned last week, which has 25 letters, which is Chanukah. What's significant about the year 2000? The Bnei Yisrael mentions that Parshas Miketz is the only parasha where we're told how many words the parasha has. How many words does Parshas Miketz have? Usually, we are only told how many psukim a parasha has, not how many words a parasha has. By Miketz, it says how many words the parasha has. 2025. Says the Bnei Yisrael, what's unique about the number 2000? 2000 is the word ner 8 times. The word ner, ner is 250. 250 times 8 is 2000. And Chav Hei 2025. That's how many words Parshas Miketz has, which is always Hanukkah time. Hanukkah is always in the week of Parshas Miketz. So we're told how many words Parshas Miketz has. A remes to Hanukkah. Neir 8 times. And when was it? It was Chafei. So the year 2000 is Neir 8 times. That's when Avraham Avinu began the Avodah of Tikkun. Avraham Avinu began going al Pesach HaOyel and being Mesakein the Toihu. And the Basayan brings now from a sefer called Karnayim Don Viyod that Avraham Avinu was born on Rosh Chodesh Teves. Avraham Avinu was born Rosh Chodesh Teves, and he was Nifter Rosh Chodesh Teves. Tikover Beseva Toiva is Rosh Teves Teves. Even though the Gemara says the others were born in Tishrei, so that's Yitzchak and Yaakov. Not Avraham was born Rosh Chodesh Teves. Avraham was born as we enter the month of Teves, which is Toihu. Avraham was born in order to be able to illuminate the Teves, which Rosh Chodesh Teves, as we all know, was always in Chanukah. Chanukah always falls out, it has to, between Chaf Hei Kislev and the second or third day of Teves, depending if Kislev is 30 days or 29. So Rosh Chodesh Teves is always in the middle of Chanukah. And that's the day of the Yom Haledus and the Hilula of Avraham Avinu, who began this Avodah of Chanukah. Later, though, it was Yosef HaTzadik. From all the Avos, Avram really corresponds to the Yom Tov of Pesach. Yosef is the one who was associated with Chanukah, Yosef Miloshen HaYosefa, and Yosef goes down even more than Yaakov does. Yaakov also goes into Golus, but Yosef goes below 10 Tfachim, he goes under the ground. He goes to Mitzrayim. And he has to deal with the Tzad Smoil, the Yosef Hurad Mitzrayma. And he has to deal with the Chutz. He has to deal with Rishus Harabim. He has to deal with Neshamas that are on the left side, with Neshamas of Shevet Dan. And despite that, he goes out and he goes down below 10 Tfachim, Yosef remains Yosef and he becomes Yosef HaTzadik. And later is Zoicha that Mashiach ben Yosef comes from him. Mashiach ben Yosef, who's going to usher in the Messianic age together with Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef will enable all of Klal Yisrael to be able to pass, to endure all the Nisyonos at the end of Golus, especially in Ikvas of the Mashiach. While Mashiach ben David will prepare us for Malchus, will prepare us for the Beis HaMikdash. So in the parsha of Yehuda and Tamar, which incidentally, Yehuda Tamar is begematria of Tzivan Ulehadlik Ner Chanukah, Yehuda and Tamar have a Yerida in this parsha. Yehuda, Vayered Yehuda Me'es Echov, Vayehibo Es Hahi Vayered Yehuda. And the Yerida here is in order to lead to Malchus Beis David, to Paratzta, Ma Paratzta Alecha Paratz. And in the middle of this, on the middle of this story, we have the Vayikim Mishloish Chadoshim, where the Torah is hinting to us the concept of Chanukah, because Chanukah is the Ha'ora of the Yemois HaMashiach. Paratz to Alecha is Begematria Ner Chanukah Mismoil Lamata Miyud. And Ma Paratz to Alecha is Begematria Shmoinas Yemei Chanukah. Shmoinas Yemei Chanukah is the Pritza, it's the breakthrough bringing the Or HaGonos into the world, which Chanukah is so high that it brings the future into the time we're in now. It gives us a taste of the future, the Or HaGonos, Bechina of Or Chayzer, and it prepares us for the Yemais HaMashiach. Chanukah Miloshen Chinuch, as the Bnei Yisrael and others say, Chinuch, which also means to prepare. A child has to undergo Chinuch in order to prepare him to become a Godel. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Chinuch, which prepares us for the Yemei HaGadlus, it prepares us for the Yemeis HaMashiach, when the Or HaGonos is totally revealed. Vayehi bo eis hahi vayered Yehuda is begematria v'yotza chayter migeza yishai. Yehuda goes down, and what's the purpose? To lead to v'yotza chayter migeza yishai. Incidentally, vayered Yehuda, vayehi bo eis hahi vayered Yehuda is begematria the year we're in now. Tovshin ayin. Paratzta. The Yerida of Yehuda, Vayered Yehuda is begematria Neir. Like a Neir, the Neir of Chanukah goes down below 10 and is Maila all the Neshamas with it. All the Neshamas have a Yerida, have an Aliyah on Chanukah. Yerida Tzairach Aliyah. So in two incidents in this parasha, both the incident of Yosef with the brothers, the Mechira of Yosef to Mitzrayim is a Yerida Tzairach Aliyah. the story of Yehuda and Tamar is Yerida Tzairach Aliyah. And when we come to the end of the parasha, we have the story of Yosef with the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOifim. And there we see that in the midst of the darkness, in the dungeon, where Yosef could probably be thinking that he's never going to get out. Piteva, there's just no way that he's ever going to be freed from his incarceration. He's an accused criminal, and especially what he was accused for, and everyone is talking about it. Hirgila oisa arura es hatzadik b'fi koil, as Rashi brings here. Vahi achra advarim ha'ele, after all these, it was in the news, all over, that's all everyone is talking about, is what Yosef does, what Yosef did, allegedly, to Ashes Paitifa, even though Paitifa, it says, knew the truth. But what he said to Yosef, listen, if I really believed you did it, I would kill you. He was the Sarat HaBochim. Nothing I can do. You have to go to jail for this. And it was probably for life, the life sentence. So Yosef in the dungeon has absolutely no idea when he's ever going to get out, if he's ever going to get out, if he's ever going to see the light of day. And there, in the Choshech, in the bar, he encounters the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOifim, and the Sar HaMashkim tells him a dream, which is Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah, Or HaGonos. Yosef experiences the Or HaGonos in the dungeon, under the ground, in a dark pit. He is being told about all the Geulos of Klal Yisrael. When he's still in Golis, when he doesn't even know if he's ever going to get out, he's shown a vision, the vision of the Sar HaMashkim. And there, throughout the parasha, one will notice that it says the word kais five times. Yosef sees voeschat oisam el kais paroi, voetein es hakais al kav paroi, v'nosata kais paroi biyodoi. And then later on, vayitein hakais al kav paroi, the Rashbam and Pesachim brings down that this is the source, what the Yerushalmi says for the Dalet kaisis and the fifth cup, the kaisis shel Eliyahu on Pesach. Another connection between Chanukah and Pesach. The only two mitzvahs that a person has to be shoyel halapsachim, moicher ksusai, is Chanukah and the Dalet Kaisos. And here we have that in the darkness that Yosef is experiencing, he's being shown that Klal Yisrael will experience Golus and Mitzrayim and Geula. Klal Yisrael will experience four Golios and five Kaisos over here. Even the fifth Kais, he even sees Golus Yishmael. And he sees the Geula from all the Goliaths, where in a dungeon underground where he can't even see the light of day, Yosef is experiencing the Or HaGonos. Like Chanukah. Chanukah is a flash of lightning in the midst of the darkness. The darkest nights of the year are now, as we enter the Leilei Teves HaAruchim, month of Don, month of Esav as well, as the Zohar says, that Esav has Shlita over Klal Yisrael in Teves, in Tammuz, in half of Av and in half of Shvat. Teves v'chatzi Shvat, Tammuz v'chatzi Av. V'titzpenehu shloisha yorochim. Those are the 3 months of concealment are Teves, chatzi Shvat, Tammuz, and chatzi Av. Asara b'teves. The mitzvah of Chanukah menorah is to light the menorah at shetichle regel min hashuk. Shetichle regel is b'gematria asara b'teves. That the menorah, the Ner Chanukah should illuminate Teves in such a way that Asara B'Teves should no longer be a fast day. But Yehofeich, L'Sosein, L'Simcha. Teves, which is Toihu, as mentioned before, Teves, B'Gematria Toihu, should become Tikkun. Tikkun is B'Gematria Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef will be Mesakein the Toihu. Yosef was Mesakein the Toihu in Mitzrayim. Avram was Mesakein the Toihu in the year 2000. Ner Chanukah, the Yehi Or, was Mevatel, the Toihu, which we read about at the beginning of Chumash. In fact, Ner Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Chanukah, the Nes of Chanukah, was Mevatel, the Golus of Bavel, Parasu, Modai, and Yavon altogether. Because if one studies history, Bavel, we never really rejoiced over the Mapala of Bavel. We went right into the next Golus. There wasn't a breathing space. And after Parasu, Modai, even though we had a Beis HaMikdash, right away came Yavon. The Jews did not have any independence from these nations until Chanukah. So Chanukah was really the geula, not only of Yavon and Parasu Madai, but Bavel as well. So literally, the Yehi Or was a tikkun for the Toihu, which Toihu was Bavel, was where it all started. And at the same time that Chanukah was a tikkun for the Goliaths that passed, it was also a ha'ara of the future, and it also enabled us that when the next Golus comes, when Golus Edom and eventually Golus Yishmael comes, we will be able to deal with that as well. When the Shvatim were about to sell Yosef, the Pasuk says, they saw the Hine Orchas Yishma'elim Bo'a Migilad. The Yishma'elim are coming. Then they decided not to kill him. They decided to sell him. They had pity on him. Vine Orchas Yishma'elim Bo'a Migilad. L'chuvinim Karenu La Yishma'elim. And who sells Yosef to Mitzrayim? The Yishma'elim. In fact, Yosef is sold, according to the Medrash, 5 times. Just like the 5 Kaisais. At the end of the parasha, the 5 Goliaths. So Yosef is sold 5 times, and he's sold by the Yishma'elim, and at the Golis we're in now, which is the 5th Golis, is Golis Yishmael. And Chanukah, which is in Kislev, starts in Kislev, Mazel Keshes, is a very opportune time to be Mevatel, the Klipa of Yishmael. The Klipa of Yishmael, which is also compared to a Keshes, Vayihiroi Vakashos. So the Pasuk says, Vayiru Vihine Orchas Yishma'elim Bo'a Migilad. As mentioned a few weeks ago, Gilad is Chanukah. Gilad is Gal Ayin Dalad. Ayin Dalad 74. Ayin Dalad is 74. 74 days after Yom Kippur is Chanukah, when we zeicha to Gal, to Giloy. Bo'ami Gilad is Begematria Bechof Hei Bekislev. The Shvatim saw Chanukah. They saw the Yishma'elim and they saw Chanukah. They saw that there's going to be a Golus Yishmael and there's going to be a Chanukah in which where Klal Yisrael are going to be redeemed from Yishmael. Hopefully this Chanukah of Tavshin Ayin, the Chanukah of Paratzta, the Chanukah of Vayihi Bo'es Hahi Vayered Yehuda, which is Begematria Tavshin Ayin, Teshua, as we say in the Al Hanisim L'cha Asisa Shem Gadol V'Kadosh Ba'ol Amechol Amcha Yisrael Asisa Teshua Gedoyle Furkan Kehayoy Mazeh, which the word Teshua has Tavshin Ayin in it. Ma Paratzta Olecha Paretz Vayikro Shmoy Paretz. Vayeshev, as the Medrash says, is a very sad parasha. Yaakov Avinu is sitting and wailing and mourning over the loss of Yosef. The Shvatim are bemoaning and regretting what they did to Yosef, and they're fasting and they're crying. And Yosef, it says, is fasting and crying because he knows how his father's reacting. Everyone's in a bad mood. And it says, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oisek Uboirei Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the midst of all of this, is preparing the Oir of Mashiach. That's what Chanukah is. Chanukah is in the midst of a tragedy. Chanukah is in the midst of Choshech, in a time when it's very dark, in a place where the Satan would not expect any Or to be. The Satan doesn't expect Or on the left side, or below 10, or on the outside. The Satan looks at Chanukah, nothing. They're not going to be able to accomplish any kind of Chanukah. I mean, look where they're lighting the menorah, on the left side. They're lighting the menorah on the outside. Like the Neshama of Mashiach in Sedaim, with Light and his 2 daughters, with Yehuda and Tamar, nothing good can come out of that. Dafka there, that's where the Or is. The Or is in the lowest of places. Dafka there, from there, the Or sprouts. From there comes the Geula. When things look so bad, when the world is one long teves, like it is today, one generation of Don, one, the whole world is on the left, everyone's on the floor, everyone's outside, when the entire world becomes one big Rishus HaRabim, and one, so much Tumah, we can't fathom it to be any worse, that's when the Geula comes. Dafka then comes the Geula, and that's the Yom Tov of Chanukah, is the Nechamot for Klal Yisrael, that no matter where one finds himself, whether he's on the left or on the floor, outside, no matter where you are, the Or of Chanukah, the Or of the Beis HaMikdash, comes to you, comes to us, and is Maila us, and in that Sechus, in the Yom Tov of Chanukah that's coming, we should all be Zaycheh, this Shabbos is a very special Shabbos, Chofei Kislev, Vayeshev, takes us into Teves, the month of Dan. We should be Zaycheh that Teves will become Toivos. Teves will have an Aliyah, will no longer be a month of Toyu, but a month of Tikkun. It'll be a month in which we'll be Zaycheh to Geula. Asara B'Teves is when it all started. The Peronius, at the same time, we should be Zaycheh, Mid the Toivu Meruba, that the Aschalta the Geula should be already in Teves, and even before that. And this Chanukah should be the greatest Chanukah, the Chanukah which we'll all experience the Oir of Melech HaMashiach and the Bayis HaShlishi, and see the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Menorah being lit, a Menorah of 8 Konim, a Menorah of Zion Konim, of 8 Konim, the world of 8, and all of Klal Yisrael will experience tremendous Aliyah and Shevet Don. Don will be like Yehuda, as it says, Lasid Love, Don Gur Aryeh, Don will be like Yehuda. That was Shimshon, who was equated to David HaMelech. Shimshon is also mentioned in the parasha over here. Now we have to daven Ma'ariv, so we have to stop. So we should all be zeicher that this Chanukah should be the greatest Chanukah of them all. We should experience the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi.